You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The journey of sensory awareness and embodied healing takes a deeply personal turn through Skylar's story, highlighting the unique challenges faced by neurodivergent individuals in connecting with their bodies. As a non-binary autistic adult, Skylar's early experiences were marked by overwhelming sensory input, from textures to sounds to simple touch, that others often dismissed as oversensitivity. These early experiences were compounded by dismissive messages that they were too sensitive or overreacting, creating deep-seated challenges in trusting their own bodily experiences. Traditional approaches to body awareness proved problematic for Skylar. Standard practices like body scans and meditation, which demand stillness and sustained attention, created more distress than relief. The conventional wisdom of just notice your body became an exercise in frustration rather than healing, leaving Skylar feeling isolated and disconnected from conventional therapeutic approaches. The turning point came through the soft approach, which fundamentally reimagined how body awareness could work for neurodivergent individuals. Rather than enforcing rigid protocols, this method embraced adaptation and personalization. Sessions were thoughtfully modified with dimmed lights and the comfort of a weighted blanket. Skylar maintained connection with their fidget toy, using it as an anchor rather than seeing it as a distraction. A significant departure from traditional practices that might view such tools as impediments to presence. A key innovation was breaking down body awareness into manageable pieces. Instead of attempting to process full body sensation, Skylar could focus on just one area, perhaps a hand or foot for brief moments. The approach validated natural movement patterns, recognizing that rocking, stimming, and gentle motion weren't obstacles to overcome, but valuable self-regulation tools. This validation marked a crucial shift from conventional approaches that often prioritize stillness over natural movement patterns. The practice emphasized psychological safety through clear permission structures. When sensations became too intense, Skylar could freely pause, redirect their attention, or step away entirely. This removal of pressure to perform correctly allowed genuine comfort with self-awareness to develop organically. Over time, these brief moments of body connection gradually expanded into longer periods of meaningful awareness and presence. The impact extended beyond personal practice into significant improvements in daily life. As Skylar's relationship with their own body improved, they found greater ease in communicating physical and emotional needs to others. This enhanced body literacy created positive ripple effects in their intimate relationships, as they could share these adaptive practices with their partner, fostering deeper understanding and trust between them. For those who relate to Skylar's experience, the soft approach offers an accessible entry point. Choose a single body part, perhaps just a finger or cheek, and notice its current sensation. Movement is welcomed, comfort objects are encouraged, and there's no prescribed right way to engage with bodily awareness. The emphasis remains on honoring individual pacing and letting natural regulation patterns emerge, making the practice accessible to those who might otherwise find body awareness work challenging. This methodology represents a paradigm shift in somatic practice, recognizing that every person's sensory needs and regulation strategies are valid. Rather than forcing conformity to traditional methods, it creates space for neurodivergent individuals to build trust with their bodies through gradual, personally meaningful steps. The approach acknowledges that self-regulation tools like movement aids, comfort objects, and environmental modifications are valuable supports rather than crutches to be discarded. The approach has gained traction in professional circles, with comprehensive certification programs available through 3 levels of training for therapists, yoga instructors, and body workers who wish to incorporate these principles into their practice. These programs, available through thesoftapproach.com, enable practitioners to better serve clients with diverse sensory needs and processing styles. Skylar's story illuminates how body awareness practices can be successfully adapted for neurodivergent individuals when rigid expectations are replaced with flexibility, choice, and validation of personal experience. It demonstrates that connecting with one's body doesn't require following a standardized path, Rather, it's about finding and honoring the unique ways each person naturally relates to their physical experience, while providing the support and adaptations needed for successful engagement with somatic practices. Thank you for joining us on the Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.